At the February 22nd Pocahontas County Broadband Council meeting, Melissa O'Brien of the Roan County Broadband Enhancement Council said she has developed contacts with some of the new management at Frontier Communications, and they are eager to change the bad reputation Frontier has acquired. She said those managers, as well as Frontier engineers, are willing to come to a future Pocahontas Broadband Council meeting, but would probably need more than an hour to dialogue with the council and respond to questions and concerns. Sarah Raleigh responded to this with a yes, yes, yes. It was suggested that any such meeting might be best as an in-person rather than a virtual meeting, with the public invited. Melissa O'Brien also suggested that Pocahontas County should consider retaining some level of ownership over any future broadband infrastructure in the county for at least 10 years, as Roan County will be doing, and being strongly considered by Greenbrier County. John Tuggle agreed, saying that the timeline to use the Roan and Greenbrier ownership models would work well for the Appalachian Regional Commission, or ARC, project. He suggested the council consider using the same law firm to negotiate the ownership issues as Roan and Greenbrier counties are using, because that firm would already be familiar with those issues. Regarding the status of the National Telecommunications and Information Administration's grant, or NTIA grant, there is no new information available. In fact, it was described as a, quote, black hole mystery, unquote, as to when the application information for that grant might become available. Regarding the approved ARC grant, the environmental studies are being completed and preliminary field work to examine possible routes and existing poles will be going on for the next several weeks. Plans are also being considered to hold a town hall by CityNet, which might be combined with a groundbreaking or ribbon-cutting event to occur later in warmer weather. Kara Rose suggested those events should occur in northern, central, and southern areas of the county, while Cyril Raleigh suggested that those events be ARC kickoff events rather than tied to groundbreaking or ribbon-cutting. Everyone agreed that because of a public which has grown skeptical of broadband ever coming here, some kind of splashy community event is needed. Regarding the Rural Digital Opportunity Fund, or RDOF, Tuggle said that CityNet has been awarded its RDOF areas in the county by the FCC, but so far Frontier has not been awarded their areas. Alan Johnson said it would not be acceptable to have to wait 6 or 7 years for Frontier to get around building their broadband in their RDOF areas. Regarding the application for the ReConnect Round 3 grant, Amanda Smar said it is due March 8th and will be submitted on time. Sarah Raleigh said that not having reliable high-speed internet makes it difficult for businesses to convince new employees to move to the county and even to retain existing employees. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.